So you know that you can always submit your friendship issues to me on Instagram, right? I'll pause while you open the app, boop, 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 and then go and follow me at Danielle Byer Jackson. Go to the button that says message and tell me all about your hashtag girl problems. Today's episode has been written in response to one of those direct messages that I received on Instagram. Let's take a listen.
I have a best friend and a husband who got into a business deal together last fall. It did not end well. My best friend was at fault and she has apologized to us numerous times. And my best friend and I have since rekindled and repaired our friendship. But my husband still feels very betrayed by my best friend. They were never really friends. They were friends through me. And I'm wondering how to go about this going forward. I feel weird telling my husband I'm going to go hang out with my best friend when he feels like she betrayed him. Is this something that we're going to get through? Let me know. Thanks.
Whew. This is certainly complicated, but it's not uncommon. Well, I've done an episode on how to manage when you don't like your friend's partner. We haven't yet covered what to do when your partner doesn't like your friends until today. So let's get into it. You're tuned in to Give It a Rest, the podcast where we're giving tough love truths for the sisterhood. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, certified friendship expert and author of the book, Give It a Rest, The Case for Tough Love Friendships. And when it comes to misunderstandings and complications within our female friendships, I am here to help you through it. I want to start by saying this. Whenever I get a friendship issue, I tend to take the information, ask tons of pointed, probing questions, and then offer some considerations. In this particular situation, we don't have all the details. Why did the business end? Have there been instances of disrespect? Has your husband explicitly demanded that you not spend time together, or does he find subtle ways to express his disapproval? What does it look like when you and your friend spend time together? So what I'm going to do is remain high level in a way that can apply to any other listener who is currently experiencing that same kind of tension. And I'm going to offer some things for you to keep in mind as you make the decision that's right for you, your friendship, and your marriage. I'm even going to share some feedback that I received on this very situation on my Instagram account recently in the comments, because the comments were blowing up and some of my Insta friends had some really great thoughts as well. And here's why it's so important that we figure this out. A study by the University of Michigan found that there is a strong correlation between the likelihood of divorce and one spouse not liking the other spouse's friends. So we've got to get this right to save both your marriage and your friendship. So here's how this episode is going to go. I'm going to list a couple reasons that you need to entertain for why your husband may feel the way he does. Then I'm going to share with you some of my Insta friends' comments because I think they'll be really helpful for you. They're so varied and the perspectives are so insightful, and I think you'll find it helpful. And then I'm going to give you a couple action steps to consider. Okay, so let's first begin with listing some possible reasons a partner might not approve of your friends. One is that they don't like the way the friend behaves, and they have a fear that by proximity, you might adopt the same behaviors or mindsets or attitudes. Two, they're simply annoyed by your friend. Maybe she talks too loud, complains too much, who knows? But there may be reasons why a partner finds your friend obnoxious. And if this is the case, then your partner has to get over it because he doesn't have to enjoy everybody that you do. Friendship is about many things, and one of them is simply preference. You prefer your friend's company. You like her personality. He may not, and that's okay because our spouse doesn't have to be best friends with our best friend. A third reason why a partner might not like our friends is because they're threatened by the influence of that friend in our lives. So let's say she's a really strong woman, or you really value her opinion, or both. Or let's say you tend to depend on her validation and advice to dictate how you live your life, then yes, your partner might be worried. We like to think that we know our spouses because it's what makes us feel close to them, safe with them, comfortable with them. So when you throw in an external factor that holds equal weight, or that factor that has the capacity to change the opinions of our spouse and influence their behavior, it can rattle us because now it makes it feel like our spouse is unpredictable and we don't know if they'll change their minds. Another reason could be that your partner sometimes sees things that you don't. We can sometimes be blinded to the seriousness of our friend's flaws or shortcomings because of our affection for them. You know, we have a history together. We have an understanding. We can probably rattle off 35 justifications for why she is the way she is, or rather why your friendship is the way it is. But what if she sometimes persuades you to do things that cross your boundaries? You see it as one thing while others in your life might recognize it as disrespect. What if she's constantly over-talking you? You might dismiss it as her being a chatty Cathy while your partner sees, oh gosh, it's always about her. So sometimes the suspicion of our friends comes from a place of concern, but yeah, I know that's tough. And when people try to make us see negative sides of our friends, of course we naturally grow defensive because that comes from a place of loyalty to that friend. And another reason sometimes our partner doesn't approve of our friends is because they're jealous of our closeness. And that doesn't mean they're an envious person, but naturally sometimes we tend to feel threatened by another person's intimacy with somebody we are intimate with. Okay, and that could be like platonic intimacy. We want to feel like we know our spouses, that our connection and relationship is unique. So the idea that somebody else is getting your secrets, your trust, your time, your chemistry can be very hurtful and it can be a little jilting. So I want to share a couple of the Instagram comments for this particular situation along with my thoughts to give you a range of perspectives on the matter. Hey, I'm popping in to tell you to hit subscribe because I am making a huge announcement on September 20th, which is National Women's Friendship Day. Kind of right up our alley, right? So I don't want you to miss what I have to share. I've been working on something really big and I kind of think you're going to love it. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast right here so you don't miss the announcement and follow along with me on Instagram at Danielle, B-A-Y-A-R-D Jackson. All right, let me pull up the comments here. So Becoming Lakita says she has questions. Her comment reads, I've never experienced this, but I can't help but wonder what the friend did to make the husband not want his wife to continue the friendship. It must not be that bad if she wants to continue the friendship. So, okay, another way that you can kind of take action on this is to make sure you're asking the right questions. I can't stress this enough. Sometimes we think we understand where our partner's coming from, but until we really explore it by offering more questions than statements in a conversation, we can be surprised by what we learn. Specifically here, we have to remember anger is a secondary emotion. So if your husband is that upset every time you hang out and spend time with your friend, there is more to it. He might say, well, it's because she destroyed our business. But what's really going on? Is he threatened by your influence, jealous of your closeness? Is he trying to protect you from what he genuinely believes is not a healthy situation for you? Is he scared that she's bad talking him or that you're bad mouthing him? And the idea of that is just making him uneasy. If you ask the right questions, you are able to reassure people in the right way. But sometimes we're not even having the right conversation. You had that conversation with your husband to really explore his perspective, to make sure that you have a grasp on what's actually going on, what his concern is, what his fear is. Okay? Another point to consider is this. While you and your husband work to find understanding, your friend has a role to play in all of this as well. While she's apologized to your husband, which is great because it shows she's willing to reconcile and doesn't hold any hostility toward him, which could make things more difficult, she may need to withdraw a bit to allow you and your husband the space to figure things out. as friends, our job is to support our friend's marriage, of course, barring any kind of like physical harm or anything like that. Okay. Any of those, you know, physically or emotionally abusive situations. Okay. But our job is to champion our friend's marriage and partnership and to pour into them and help her stay strong in that union. So try to consider what your hangouts look like. How frequent are they? Are you inviting her to the house? Is it too much? And she needs to find a way to give you space to work that out, to become stronger with your husband and find some understanding. So everybody has a role to play in this situation. It's not our friendships over here and our partners over here. It doesn't work like that. In fact, one of the great comments that we got on our Instagram post was from Angela Devlin, and it's so good. It's so wise. This is what she says. Life has taught me that true girlfriendships endure even beyond raising our children and our marriages. Our children grow up and some marriages end. However, if the friend is a true friend, she'll grant the space to allow her husband to process the business loss. If there was a true betrayal, she needs to consider that her actions not only impacted the business, but jeopardize their friendship, and accept responsibility for the impact, which may include some further facilitated discussions to allow for a conflict-free friendship to continue. But we have Elizabeth Jonester, who also commented on the thread, and here were her thoughts. She tells us, I think that, like someone previously mentioned, the context is important. If the husband's genuinely concerned because of the traits he saw in the best friend while they were business partners, then I understand that and I think it's reasonable. He could be reasonably concerned that the wife might adopt negative traits of the friend that eventually led to the closure of the company. And in that case, him asking her to keep her space is something that should be respected. However, I don't think that means completely ending the relationship, as you can be cordial and friendly without being best friends. You have to see if there's a way for compromise. That's one of those things we hear 100 times a day, but maybe it's worth hearing one more time. How can you find compromise? Maybe you and your friend don't hang out at the house in front of him, or perhaps you don't go on and on about talking about your last hangout with her in front of your husband. You don't want to hide any friendship that's meaningful in your life, but if it's a sore spot and a partner can't verbally actively engage with you, then perhaps it's just a boundary thing that needs to be established. So explore all of your options to see how you can have both while both parties feel respected. Respect is key, because that is kind of what the issue is here. Don't try to force them to be together to reconcile and expect them to click. Respect where they are right now emotionally. Set boundaries with your friend. She can't disrespect your husband in any way. Perhaps your husband needs to know confidently that you've had that conversation with your friend to reassure him that you're not taking her side and to understand your loyalty to him as his wife. Also, be sure not to negatively talk about one to the other, because that certainly doesn't help on either side. And honestly, at the end of the day, counseling may be helpful at this point if it's an ongoing point of tension. So I try to stay in my lane and only talk about friendship. And I know today we kind of dabbled in marriage and romantic relationships as well, but it's because sometimes the two worlds can't stay separated and they blend and impact each other. Ways to compromise and see where there can be boundaries established so that everybody can thrive in their respective relationships, because sometimes there is a way to maintain both. We just have to put in the work to find out what those ways are. Today's episode was helpful for you, I'd love for you to come tell me about it over on the Facebook group called the Give It a Rest Podcast After Party. You can also hear me run my mouth and give other unsolicited advice regarding your friendships on Instagram at Danielle Byer Jackson, formerly at Girl Give It a Rest. So now I have switched my handle and would love to see you over there. And as always, you can listen to more episodes and read some of our research-based articles over at giveitarestmovement.com. I can't wait to see you over there.